I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, John, at this moment, there is a cook in the University Medical Center of Southern Nevada in the hospital wondering how an argument a couple days ago ended up happening over carne asada and chicken nacho toppings. Two employees were stabbed, and then one guy comes to try to rescue these two, and he gets some too. As two guys, about 11:30 at night, walk into a restaurant in Las Vegas, and they say, "Hey, we want some nachos." And the guy says, "Cool, we'll hook you up with some nachos. You're in the right spot." The guy says, "I want meat and chicken on my nachos." The guy says, "Well, you can have one or you can have the other." "No, I want carne asada and I want chicken on my nachos." And the guy says, "No." The cashier says, politely, "That's not our policy. You can't do that." That's when the men just went right back into the kitchen and started grabbing some of the knives and letting everybody know how they're going to start making the nachos.
They started prepping it back there?
Started prepping everything right back there. One 15-year veteran cook says, "I couldn't believe it. It was knives everywhere." A couple people end up with slashes on their arms. One person got stabbed in the gut. There's three people ended up in the hospital. One's a little worse off than the other. And it all comes over. They're still looking for these two guys, but it all comes down to the fact that they wanted two toppings on their nachos instead of one. And so now three people are in the hospital over that.
I would think, though, that the chefs would be better handlers of knives, than these guys.
These are my tools.
Yeah.
The tools of the trade.
And he'd be able to stand up to them.
Yeah. Didn't happen that way.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
To Whidbey Island we go with the actual 911 calls that come into the authorities. We begin Saturday, May 20th, 10:14 a.m., 6th Avenue. A guy calls 911 and says he needs the police, but says he's not sure who the police are. Saturday, May 20th, 11:34 a.m., Goldie Street, vacant lot. Reports of people hiding in the trees.
That Goldie Street has been in there a bunch.
It's a hotbed of Whidbey Island 911 activity.
A bunch.
Saturday, May 20th, 7:29 p.m., Easy Street.
I didn't know there was an Easy Street in Oak Harbor.
Easy Street. Reports of several obnoxious people standing in a field. Sunday, May 21st, 2:18 p.m., Beach Street. A drunk guy just climbed a fence in a construction site. Sunday, May 21st, 4:34 p.m., Barrington Drive. A woman called 911 to report her neighbor has been spraying on her property without permission. Monday, May 22nd, 1:31 p.m., Barrington Drive. Some guy just threw a chair into traffic.
A couple of responses to Barrington Drive now.
Monday, May 22nd, 2:37 p.m., Cherry Hill Loop. A guy called 911 to say he knows someone is drilling into his doorway. He can't see him, but he can hear the sound of the drilling. And finally, Monday, May 22nd, 4:48 p.m., Beeksma Drive. There's a completely naked woman walking around the park.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.